when the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge opens to drilling. This largely untouched land could have new visitors as oil and gas exploration gets underway. So what does that mean for the animals who already live there? A new federal report doesn't answer that question, but it does provide some context for what to expect. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
When Congress passed the Republican tax overhaul bill in late December, Todd Atwood didn't realize opening ANWR was part of the package deal. He's a polar bear biologist with the United States Geological Survey. And while he says the speed of the decision was unexpected,
From a science perspective, we're not caught off guard by this. This is stuff we've been thinking about for a while.
By stuff, Atwood is referring to the place where humans and polar bears meet. He says, historically, Beaufort Sea bears would den in the winter on ice. That was the case 15 years ago when his agency put together a report on animals living in ANWR. But an update to that report suggests that larger numbers of polar bears are denning on land. Also, the bears are coming ashore to scavenge for food as the quality of sea ice diminishes. Atwood says it's like two worlds more frequently coming together.
People and polar bears in the same place and then, you know, a big pile of tasty bowhead whale scraps to attract the bears and keep them, you know, keep them focused on that area.
Now, add to that the industrial activity we could expect in a newly opened ANWR. Roads would have to be built, down the line, platforms for oil rigs. Atwood says there are some uncertainties.
How many people are we going to have sharing space with how many bears, and how is that all going to shake out in a way that bears aren't at risk and people aren't at risk?
He says the concern is that polar bears could be driven from their den earlier than normal from all the racket, especially during the buildup phase. But Atwood says wildlife biologists aren't completely in the dark with how this could play out. The far north has experienced something like this before.
The Prudhoe Bay industrial footprint, I mean, they've been sharing space with polar bears for, you know, decades now.
Once the infrastructure is built, Atwood says there are ways to mitigate harm. Oil companies have to comply with federal guidelines and report polar bears denning nearby. Infrared technology has been used to make that detection easier. Last year, Hillcorp shut down a road for a few weeks as a mother bear emerged from a den with her cubs. But polar bears aren't the only iconic animal to use the National Wildlife Refuge. The porcupine caribou herd migrates through, and their calves are born in the refuge in the summer months. While oil production is still a ways off, Atwood says the more we can learn in the interim, the better.
My attitude is science can only help us in understanding what's likely to happen.
He says having an abundance of research is how you make management interventions if the time comes. Atwood is going into the field with his team this spring to study denning polar bears and cubs. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.